It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. This month is the third annual Cars, Cups, and Coffee event to benefit local cancer patients. To give us the details on this family-friendly free event, our guests this morning are Andy Keller, the philanthropy director for Adventist Health Sonora, Christy Casey, the administrative director of oncology and diagnostic imaging at Adventist Health Sonora, and Chief Taru Vanderweel, Sonora Police Chief. It's good to have you all here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tracy.
And first off, let's tell the people a little bit of background about this event. Tell us how this event came about and what need there was for an event like this. Andy.
Yeah, I can start with we had a very generous, passionate cancer survivor that came up with this idea about 3 years ago. He wanted to partner with local law enforcement, and as a cancer patient that's extremely passionate, he wanted to put on an event for less fortunate people that would raise money for a cancer patient support fund. He definitely was the vision behind the event year one, year two, and now also this year, but it started with his idea. Brought it to us at the hospital, and we called Taru, Chief.
And I was going to ask you, was it hard to get people on board when you first started out?
Believe it or not, it was extremely easy. The one call I made to Chief, he was on board immediately, and from there it sort of turned into an event that took on a life of its own.
Chief, what did you think when she called and said, hey, we're looking at doing this event. You want to join?
Oh, I thought it was a great idea. My agency's been trying to raise awareness for either men's health through No Shave November, or we call it October Pink, where we support awareness for breast cancer in October. And we were donating to, you know, the national fundraisers. And so having an opportunity to do something local, with Andy and her team, we're thrilled. And keep our dollars local and keep our energy and attention local.
And Christy, after the first event, what lessons did you learn so you could improve on the next year?
Sure. We knew immediately that we wanted it bigger and better. We knew that we wanted it family-driven. We wanted the kids to have something to do. We know that the adults, the dads especially, love looking at cars and but we wanted something for the family to do as well. And we also knew that we wanted more cars. We wanted more participation and community involvement in supporting our cancer patients, our oncology patients.
Andy, how much was raised the first year?
The first year we raised $15,000.
Wow, so that was a good start.
That was a very good start.
How'd you do the next year?
The next year we raised $21,000.
Wow. So you kept seeing it grow then.
Yes.
And tell us about this year's event and when it is and where it is and how people can get involved.
Sure. I'm happy to tell you that. It will be held on Sunday, May 19th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at our Health Pavilion, the Diana J. White Cancer Institute, which is at 900 Mono Way in Sonora. Like I said, this is our third annual family-friendly car show. We have custom cars, classic cars, any kind of cars are welcome. There are free donuts and coffee. We also have specialty coffee. Kona Ice and the taco shop El Rey will be there. One of the main attractions third year in a row will be live music by the Lack Family Band. It's extremely popular.
What kind of music do they usually?
What would you call that?
They're
it's just so upbeat.
Cover and, band of a lot of 80s, 90s, today's hits.
So very family friendly.
It is. Yes. It is. And they have so much energy that they bring to the stage and that they bring when they're playing for us. So they do a fantastic job.
It's a free event, right, Andy?
It is a free event, yes.
And so you can just show up with your family.
Yes.
And go and enjoy everything that's there.
Yes, and like Christy said, adding to this year will be making it even more family-friendly for the kids. So we have face painting and balloon twisting. We're going to have a photo booth, and we have outdoor games. So, again, it's free. Come out and have fun.
since it's free, where does the money come from that you raised?
Oh, from the cars that register and also the sponsorships.
Gotcha. And how much do the cars have to, do they pay an amount to be in
the show? Yes, it's $25 entry with an upgrade to $50 if they'd like to include a t-shirt and some extra food and drink.
All right. And Chief, what was the coolest car you saw?
There were some great cars out there. What's not to enjoy? There was food, there was music, there was a lot of folks came out to enjoy the festivities and participate. Andy mentioned the free donuts. I'm in.
Oh, you're a cop. Yeah, there you are first in line.
Right.
And so car types, though, I mean, what's your favorite car? What do you consider a classic?
Oh, we had a beautiful, 55 Chevy sedan that was just incredible. So I was drawn to that. Myself, but there's so many to choose from. There's so many different styles. These are the real deal. People bring out the nice show quality cars to this event, so it's definitely worth seeing.
And Andy, how many cars would you say was in the first event, and how many it has grown now to the third event?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the first year we had about 35 cars. I don't recall last year a few more, but this year we'll have about 50.
Right.
Which is perfect.
And how do you separate them, or do they just park where they want and you just go around and see them all? Or is there like classics, hot rods, that kind of thing?
We don't separate them at all. We just, as they come in, we give them lots of available space to park their car. And they sort of are able, as they come in early, to pick their spots.
Now, do they stand near their cars and tell people about them? People can ask them questions?
A lot of times they like to stay right near their cars and they answer questions and they take pictures, allow other people, especially the kids walking through, want to take pictures.
Do they let them get inside the cars, or is that a no-no?
I've never seen anybody allowed to get in the car. I will say, and I'll add on here, that we included the sheriff's department last year and they brought out the Bearcat.
Oh.
And that was really exciting for the kids. So they'll be out here again this year. And they did allow the kids to get in there and take pictures and climb all over that.
Tell me what the expression on kids' faces when they see, like, the Bearcat, when they saw that. What is those kids' faces?
Pure excitement. I think, in general, just seeing, the Sonora Police Department officers out there and taking pictures with them and seeing the, people in uniform in the cars, I just think it lights the kids up.
And, yeah. Chief, I would imagine for you, that allows you to get, and some of your officers, to meet the kids and get involved with them and get a relationship in a certain way.
Yeah, our officers enjoy that very much. A lot of the times, our jobs have us connecting with people in maybe not the best situations, but opportunities like this to mingle and get to know people on a personal basis and have a good time with them is a very unique opportunity, and our guys and gals are all in.
I bet. And I bet the kids are excited. Do you hear a lot of them say, I want to be a police officer when I grow up?
Oh, yeah. We start the recruiting young. 5 years old, we're handing out the badge stickers. And
might as well. Hey, it's a perfect opportunity. And we have to take a break right now. We'll be right back. But first off, we are talking about this month is the third annual Cars, Cops, and Coffee event to benefit local cancer patients. And with us is Andy Keller, the philanthropy director at Adventist Health Sonora, Christy Casey, the administrative director of oncology and diagnostic imaging at Adventist Health Sonora, and of course, Chief Taru Vanderweil of Sonora Police. And we will be right back, but first we got to tell you about our sponsor, Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Please stick around. We'll be right back with more details about this special event.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and this month is the third annual Cars, Cups, and Coffee event to benefit local cancer patients. And with us, we have Andy Keller, the philanthropy director of Adventist Health Sonora, Christy Casey, the administrative director for oncology and diagnostic imaging at Adventist Health Sonora, and of course, we have Chief Taru Vanderweel with Sonora Police Department. Now let's turn to why you're having this event and how it helps the cancer patients. One of the things this event does help is unmet financial needs and other expenses. And Christy, can you tell me about that?
Sure. Annually, the Cancer Center is seeing about 420 new cancer patients per year, in addition to patients who already have cancer. And that equates to about nearly 9,000 visits per year to our medical oncology department and nearly 7,000 visits per year to our radiation oncology department. We're finding that 10 to 15% of those patients have some type of financial need, whether it be food, gas, just to get to and from their treatment. Oftentimes, they are unable to work, so they cannot pay their electricity bill or maybe their mortgage payment or their rent payment while they're in treatment. So annually, we spend about $70,000 to $90,000 per year that goes directly back to our patients. So every cent that we raise goes directly into the pockets of our patients for these unmet financial needs. And again, it can arrange from anything from food to gas to hotels. Often they live a distance, right, in Tuolumne County.
Right.
They don't live right down the street from the hospital. It's very rural. And so when they're coming for radiation treatment every single day to be able to get here every day, oftentimes they need to stay in a hotel. We've had situations that patients can't care for their children and they need some help with daycare or just in-house needs, helping do laundry and run errands for them. And so we're able to provide that support to them.
And I would imagine for the family, it's a relief seeing some help.
Absolutely. We see caregiver stress is very high right now. It really is. And so as we're facing rising costs in groceries and gas and anything you can imagine, pricing is going up, of course. And so for the caregivers of these patients, it's very stressful. And you can see it as they walk into the building thinking, how am I going to get here tomorrow to bring our patients or to bring my loved one back? And that is something I would never want to worry about if that was my family member. And so we want, as they walk through the door, to know that we are wrapping our arms around them, that we are living our mission and our values of Adventist Health Sonora. So it's so heartwarming to see, as much as it breaks my heart to see it, it's really heartwarming to see that relief on the family's face when, as we're providing that support to them.
What do you hear from the families?
Gratefulness. They're so grateful because could you imagine trying to decide if you can eat or if you can have electricity today or if you can pay for your medical bills for your loved one? It's scary. It's scary times. And so for us to be able to provide that relief and to be able to say, we can cover you for the next 2 months of rent during your treatment or cover your house payment, or we can make sure you have food on your table or propane or whatever the variety of reasons that person needs. But we are seeing the rise more and more of patients needing help. And the money comes from our community. And that's pretty incredible.
What do you see from the kids? Does it seem to, if they know that mom or dad, whoever is fighting the cancer, is feeling a little relief, a little more relaxed, does that help with the children that you see?
Absolutely. I think about when my own dad had cancer, and while I didn't live in this community during that time, the burden that we had of trying to get him to treatment every day while I was working and having my own family as well, I could not even imagine having that type of support, having someone say, we've got you, we'll make sure that you can get him the transportation that he needs without it being on one of us children or my mother at the time. And so to see that, I feel like I can really relate to those kids,
yeah,
to their family members.
You
because
know
I experienced,
yeah.
I had the same barriers that I see our families facing today, and I didn't have that help and support. And so it's good to see.
Now, direct this to you, Andy. How does someone who has cancer and is having financial problems, how do they get involved with getting this money?
Well, it typically starts with an incredible member of Christie's team, and they help them generate a request through the Cancer Patient Support Fund. So they make the request, and then there's a committee that meets twice a month and reviews all the requests, and we do the best we can to meet those needs, which is why it's so important for us to continue this fundraising.
And every patient, every visit that they have is screened. We screen them to see if they have any type of financial barriers,
right,
or any type of distress that they may have in their lives that we can help with. So we have nurse navigators, we have social workers that connect with the patient at every visit, every time.
In terms of some of the costs, I mean, is it mostly the cost to have the treatments, or is it the overall cost of getting them there, keeping them there, or is it?
It's a combination. It's everything. It really is.
Yeah, I would imagine so. So how much, Andy, are you hoping to raise this year?
Our goal is $25,000, and I believe we will absolutely meet that goal.
Yeah. Well, especially if, the chief brings some of his cool cars and,
yeah,
lets the kids run around in the cop cars. Right,
yeah,
Chief?
Absolutely. We'll be there. We'll be there. And we have our cars open up to the public.
Yes.
So are you going to let them wear your hat?
No.
We know better than that.
I'm not even going to ask about the badge because we know that's not happening. So also, you had talked a little bit about distributing the funds. But how much are you hoping to distribute now each year?
Well, I believe Christie mentioned about $70,000 to $90,000 a year.
That's a lot of money.
It is. And I really see that going up because the needs are greater.
Yes.
Every year, the need is greater for our community members. Again, food, gas, with all of the rising costs, there's just a greater need.
Yeah, well, that makes sense that there would be a greater need. So we're going to have to take another break. And we are speaking with Andy Keller, the philanthropy director of Adventist Health Sonora, Christie Casey, the administrative director of oncology and diagnostic imaging at Adventist Health Sonora, and Chief Taru Vanderweel with Sonora Police. And once again, we are talking about this month's third annual Cars, Cops, and Coffee event. And before we return, we have to hear from our sponsor, Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We will be right back.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and this month is the third annual Cars, Cops, and Coffee event to benefit local cancer patients. And with us this morning, we have Andy Keller, the philanthropy director for Adventist Health Sonora. We have Christie Casey, the administrative director of oncology and diagnostic imaging at Adventist Health Sonora. And we have Chief Taru Vanderweel with the Sonora Police Department. Andy, what are some of the other characters that kids will see there or families will see there? Is there any, like, you know, I'm thinking of Disney World with Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse. Do we have any characters for the
funny.
Kids?
You should mention that. So as I mentioned, the first year we partnered with Sonora Police Department. The second year we added in the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Department. And this year we're also including the California Highway Patrol. And so we have all three legs of law enforcement joining us. And the California Highway Patrol has their cute little mascot, Chip, will be out there. Our mascot, Pip, will be out there. So Chip and Pip will be out there. For the kids to enjoy, and some of the adults too.
And they can take their pictures with
pictures,
them.
Kids love that, yes.
Oh, that's great. Christy, what other events or things that will be going on as people walk through the event?
Sure. So in addition to the car show with our custom and classic cars, we will also be having free coffee and donuts. There will be specialty coffee, which is my favorite. Oh, that's not true, because we're also going to have Kona Ice and Taco Shop El Rey. We'll be having live music by the Lack family and some face painting, balloon twisting, photo booth, outdoor games, lots and lots of fun for the entire family.
And now with the car event, do people get awards for bringing in their cars? How does that happen?
Oh, they do.
Yes, they do. So we have really specialty awards. We have three categories. We have participant's choice, fan favorite, and then we have officer's choice. So I'll let Tarou explain a little bit more about how he decides.
Well,
wins the officer's choice award.
I know for us. It's great. The law enforcement team gets together. They go around and try to pick the best car that impresses us the most. It's just for a hint at any of the participants out there, if you let us sit in the vehicle and start it up and play with the dials, you're sure to have a better chance to win. But
yeah, I'd say let the chief drive the car.
Yeah, right.
Go for broke. That's a great way to do it. So you don't have ultimate say. It's all the officers that are there.
Yeah, it's a team decision.
And now I hear that you had to go to jail. What? Tell the listeners about that.
Yeah, I spent the better part of the day behind bars.
Wow.
The idea was to raise donations to post my bail, and I think it backfired because I think. People ended up liking me behind bars rather than to get me out of
it. We got more money to keep in the jail.
To free me. And so I spent a lot of time back there. And once I was released, all the donations started pouring in. But I had a great time doing it.
And did you participate in other events during the last 2 years? Or is there anything new that you're going to participate in this year?
Nothing new this year for us. The photo booth is actually going to be the jail this year, so I won't be locked up, and but we'll be there taking pictures at the jail with whoever wants to join us for the photo opportunities.
Now, explain this photo opportunity. Is it a jail cell, or what does it look like?
It looks like a jail cell. Mm-hmm. It's very well done, actually. the old style jail cell with the bars and the big keys and the big lock. It's open on one end, so people feel safe going in there. But it's a neat place to take a photo, especially if you want to take a photo with one of the cops.
And now, is that where they pay to get the photo, or is that free as well?
There's no charge for the photos.
So a lot of fun for the whole family. So like, you could jump in the cell with the whole family and take a picture, right, Chief?
Absolutely.
He loves that.
I'm sure he does. And now let's talk about, obviously, putting on this event takes a lot of time and money. And so you have some sponsors. Tell us about the sponsors and how they contribute.
Yeah, thank you. As I said before, it is a free event, free to wander around, but there are a lot of opportunities to donate. To start with, we have 21 sponsors this year. The top two, Auto Tech and Tires and Zalkin Law, are two top sponsors. And then the full list will be on our website, which is at venicehealthsonora.org/carshow. So you'll be able to see the list there. So in addition to paying for car entries, we also have both Kona Ice and Taco Shop El Rey, they will be giving us 20% of their proceeds back towards the Cancer Patient Support Fund.
Oh, wow, that's helpful.
There'll be a lot of opportunities to make donations at the event itself. There are T-shirts available for purchase. Every dime goes back into that Cancer Patient Support Fund.
What about somebody who can't attend but really wants to give some money to this worthy cause?
I would tell them head straight to the website one more time at AdventistHealthSonora.org/carshow, and they could make a donation there to the Cancer Patient Support Fund.
Now, is it online that you make the donation?
Yes.
Or can you do checks? What about people who aren't very good online?
Yes, if they want to write a check, my information is always linked to the webpage, so they can check with me directly.
Was there any, Christy, donation that just wowed you, like from one of the other events, like the amount or just the sentiment behind it? Or
I think every single donation wows me, whether it's a dollar or $10,000, it wows me because I really see the impact on our community, on our patients. So I don't think there's one particular donation that stood out, but everyone's really makes a difference.
And Chief, for you, what does this event mean for you?
Well, it's, you know, I think we're hard-pressed to find anybody that's not connected with a cancer patient, victim, or survivor. It touches everybody. It touches us all, indirectly or directly. And it means community. We come together and we support things that mean something to us that we hold value to. So that's what it means to us. Law enforcement, we're a part of the community, and we want to be a part of the awareness as well.
And I understand about family too. I'm going to let you guys know, my mom had breast cancer twice. Mm. And we had to go through that, and we didn't have anything like this, so we were lucky that, you know, it was taken care of through our insurance. But it's such an emotional roller coaster for everyone involved that I would think having the money issue taken out would be very helpful. So
absolutely.
What a great event to have. Yeah. And so once again, let's tell people, Andy, where, when.
Sunday, May 19th from 8 to 11 a.m. at our Health Pavilion, Diana J. White Cancer Institute. That's at 900 Mono Way in Sonora. And we will, in addition to this car show, which I might add that if you want to have a preview of some of the cars, we're going to be in the parade this year, Adventist Health Sonora's float. You can see a few of the cars in advance of
the
show. And
that's the Motherload Roundup Parade?
Yes. So
Mother's Day weekend.
That's on Mother's Day weekend. Yes. And so, again, the opportunities are endless to make donations to keep this Cancer Patient Support Fund alive. While we have a lot of fun with this event and a lot of laughing and joking, the seriousness of the need for this fund is there. And we're incredibly grateful to the Sonora Police Department for the initial partnership and our community for continuing with generous donations to help.
And once again, we have been talking about this month's third annual Cars, Cops, and Coffee event to benefit local cancer patients. And our guests this morning have been Andy Keller, Philanthropy Director at Adventist Health Sonora, Christy Casey, Administrative Director of Oncology and Diagnostic Imaging at Adventist Health Sonora, and Taru Vanderweel, Sonora Police Chief. And I want to thank you all for joining us today to tell people about this great event that they can go and enjoy with their whole family.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you for having us, yeah. Tracy.
And thank you, Tracy. Once again, it is free, and all you have to do is go to the Diana J. White Cancer Institute at 900 Mono Way, which is located at the corner of Greenlee Road behind the car wash. And we want to thank the listener for joining us today. And how about going out and getting some good music, good food, and good fun? I'm Tracy Peterson, your host. We hope to see you back here next week for another edition of Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.